Affairs. Namaskar to all our listeners of Akashvani. Welcome to our program Current Affairs. I'm Tina Jha. Today we'll be talking about insurance for all, the expanding coverage and how it is strengthening social security. Insurance today is no longer just a financial product. It is a critical pillar of social security as well as economic resilience. So from protecting families against health emergencies to safeguarding livelihoods and businesses, insurance is playing a more vital role than ever in ensuring financial stability in an increasingly uncertain world today. In India, this role is becoming even more significant. With the vision of insurance for all aligned with the broader goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047, the insurance sector is witnessing a major transformation, which is driven by policy reforms, digital innovation, and expanded social security schemes. From record policy issuances to landmark reforms in health insurance and increased foreign investment limits, the focus has been clear, that is to make insurance more and more accessible, affordable, and inclusive. So how close are we to achieving this vision? How are these reforms translating into real financial protection on the ground? This is what we are going to discuss with two distinguished guests joining us on the program. Pleased to welcome Mr. Nagendra Singh, former General Manager, Oriental Insurance, and Economic Analyst, Mr. Sharad Kohli. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining in on this program, Current Affairs, today. Pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you so much, Tina. Thank you, and namaskar to all your listeners.
Let's begin the conversation, Mr. Singh. Let's start with you. Yeah. First, when we talk about insurance for all, how big a shift it is for India? And in terms of the transformation that you are witnessing in the sector, how fast is it towards achieving that goal?
First, I'd like to tell you that for any developed economy, and any developing economy trying to be a developed economy, there are three pillars which are must for the country. First is that there should be robust banking system which can provide financing, working capital and all that for industry and enterprises. Then very vibrant stock market so that the investor can raise funds from the market. And third and most important, that there should be very strong insurance market capable of providing coverage for all type of risk so that industry or enterprises can invest without any fear of losing anything because of operation of any risk or hazard. So for any developed country, a developed insurance market is a must. And we are rightly planning that by 2047, if we have to become a developed country, become a Viksit Bharat country, then insurance has to be there, providing coverage for not only for enterprises, but even for common people residing in villages, those who are poor and deprived section, they must get insurance cover. One research has pointed out that rural indebtedness is mainly because of sickness and marriage. Sickness is one reason because of which rural people are perpetually in debt. And if we provide health insurance to the rural people, then certainly it will contribute to the overall growth of the country. And government has started certain scheme, we'll discuss later. And a lot of steps have been taken to develop the insurance market in India. We'll start with recently in 2025, the insurance law has been amended. Mm-hmm. It was earlier, I mean, long back, it was 100% owned by the government of India. Then it was made 49% FDI was allowed, then 74%. Now 100% FDI has been allowed in the insurance sector. And this will provide real expansion of insurance market. Certain statistical figures indicate that despite the increase in GDP and exponential growth in population, our insurance penetration is increasing. Right now, 3.7% of GDP, and life contributes 2.7% and non-life 1%. Non-life is increasing, and the driving force for increase of premium in non-life is health and automobile. Health, it is need of the hour, but Corona also has contributed to a large extent by the expansion of health insurance in the country.
You've raised an important point, and before we come back and talk about the various schemes, so that was about the transformation taking place in the insurance sector today. But what has actually contributed to making that transformation happen is a question that I will take to Mr. Kohli. But before that, let's listen in to Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on assuring insurance cover for all, and towards that, some of the laws and some of the policies that the government has brought in recent years.
Sir, health insurance is a priority for this government. In fact, we are hoping that by the year, as a matter of industry and its policy, by 2033, it is expected that we'll have insurance cover for all. In fact, in December 2025, we brought in a bill whereby we had increased the FTI coverage 100%, but primarily aiming to bring greater penetration and deepen the insurance market. One specific data which I have given in the answer, but I think it's worth recalling, sir, particularly because the Honourable Member is speaking about rural areas, I would like to highlight the fact that the IRDAI, the insurance regulator, has notified Insurance Regulatory Development Authority rules for the rural social sector and motor third-party obligations in 2024, whereby Gram Panchayat level inclusion happens for insurance. So remotest areas will be covered by that. In this, the measurement, the way in which it's going to be organized is the unit of measurement for coverage and for rural obligation will be the Gram Panchayat. So keeping the Gram Panchayat as a unit, they will have to understand the level of coverage which prevails and how much more will have to be provided. In that connection, I would like to inform through you, sir, that 25,000 Gram Panchayats will be covered this time, with a Gram Panchayat being at the focal center and looking at coverage of insurance in and around that area. That way, we are trying to reach the fastest and the rural areas.
Let me bring in Mr. Kohli into the discussion as well. In my introduction, Mr. Kohli, I did mention that we live in uncertain times, and especially in the last 5-6 years, we've seen it all. So from the biggest health challenge, the coronavirus pandemic, to the geopolitical conflicts and how it has impacted the global supply chains, it's very critical to secure our families, to secure our livelihoods, to secure our businesses. And that's why it's important for every household to have some kind of an insurance cover. So when we say insurance for all, the three key words that the government is talking about is making it accessible, making it affordable, and making it inclusive. What are some of the important schemes or policy measures that come to your mind when we talk in context of making our insurance sector more inclusive, more affordable, and more accessible?
Indeed, insurance for all 2047, this is one of the parameters on which you call India, or you would be calling rather India as a developed country, because the penetration of insurance globally is over 7% of GDP, as Mr. Nagendra was saying. In our country, it's still 3.7%. So we are a little far away from the international, parameters of penetration when we compare it to the GDP. As for the schemes, Tina, I would like to point out here the two main, flagship schemes which the government has launched for insurance to reach remote corners of the country, to reach those sectors and those people who had never heard of insurance, who never realized the importance of insurance. And PMJJBY, as it's called, Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana, and Pradhan Mantri Suraksha Bima Yojana. And the first one, 2 lakh rupees life cover, which comes to you at 436 rupees per annum. And the second one, of course, is an accident cover, which also is for 2 lakhs, which comes to you at rupees 20 per annum. And I think hundreds and millions of people have been enrolled, 26.8 crore beneficiaries and 12.5 crore active policies out of this. I think that shows that how much penetration has taken place. If you take cumulative enrollments of Pradhan Mantri Suraksha Bima Yojana, it is 51 crore plus cumulative enrollments in as of 25-26. So this shows that a total enrollment under both the schemes, Tina, if we add the two together, it comes to almost 75 to 80 crore policies issued cumulatively. So this shows that how much government of India has contributed in penetration. Whereas there are two pillars of this particular sector. There is a private sector. And of course, traditionally, it's been the, ever since, this was open for private sector. And now, of course, it's open for FDI as well. I think insurance, the whole concept of insurance has changed. People's perception of insurance, it was considered once upon a time, Tina, because it was something related to, I remember Life Insurance Corporations, which is a Government of India undertaking. It had its famous slogan, Zindagi ke saath bhi, Zindagi ke baad bhi. So I think later on they changed it, because when you call it Zindagi ke baad bhi, when you talk it posthumous, people used to say, once we are dead, who's going to take care of it? Who's going to process the compensation, the claim, whether our family members are going to get it or not? I think that trustworthiness is now gradually creeping into the sector. And this penetration, makes it very evident that people have now started trusting, because if you see the number of claims being settled at the ground level, the ease with which the claims are being settled, the whole digitalization process, the way whole insurance sector, you know, the KYC, the documentation, verification, everything about the person being insured is now being made so systematic and so automatic that the chances of fraud or the chances of somebody getting misled or the chances of somebody giving wrong information leading to a claim complication later on, I think all those possibilities are being obviated with the flux of time. So I think the insurance sector has gone through a huge transformation. And today, as we talk, I think people of India are more risk conscious, I would say. They consider that, yes, there is a need for their family members when we talk of life insurance. There is a need to cover the health when it comes to, because we've seen families being drained out of their wealth because of illnesses, the hospital bills, the medical bills, it can really drain a person out. So that being there, and of course, non-life insurance, which includes vehicles, which includes your stock, your home, I think people are getting conscious. It is simply because, Sartina, that the trustworthiness on the insurance companies, on the insurance processes is gradually getting more and more, and people have started trusting the whole concept of insurance, if I would like to put it this way, Tina.
Sure. So, Mr. Singh, trust is one aspect that we will discuss in due course of the program. But before that, Mr. Kohli has spoken about so many other things. Most importantly, the increasing awareness. He's explained how the insurance products today have also become easier for the common people to understand about and most importantly, afford. So a related question first on the expansion and the access, because you're from that sector. In increasing expansion, one of the biggest factors has been that we are trying to reach the last mile. And the other factor on affordability, because we take it together, is in recent times that the government has removed GST on health and life insurance. How are these two aspects making the difference in numbers? So statistically, what we are celebrating, and there are factors which go beyond the numbers, which Mr. Kohli has explained. But apart from that, in increasing access and affordability, how have these policy measures or these kind of policy push also added so that more and more people that we are now seeing are willing to buy insurance?
We are discussing accessibility and affordability. Mm-hmm. But the one other aspect that of insurance is that suitability. Whether products launched by the insurance company or the industry as a whole, under direction of IRDA, is suitable to the insurance requirement of the rural people. That has to be looked into. So suitability is one aspect which has to be looked into. However, about 83 lakh agents have been recruited by both life and non-life insurance. Even the cooperative sectors, they are being made corporate agents. Banks are also distributing insurance products under bank insurance agreement. Then postal department is distributing insurance. Insurance correspondents are also distributing. Now, new concept that aggregators have come in the market. They are providing online the comparison of the policy coverage, premium rates and all that. They are also facilitating purchase of insurance. Insurance companies themselves are providing websites on which the public can directly approach and insure their product. So a lot of things have been done for product being accessible to the people. But on suitability part, something more has to be done. And one small data I would like to mention here. In 2015, the insurance density was something about $55. Mm-hmm. And 2025, it is $97. Means that what is the insurance density? The total premium divided by the population. So keeping in mind that increase of growth in population, this is a phenomenal achievement in expansion of insurance business.
Mr. Kohli spoke about, Mr. Singh, in which I want your perspective on before we proceed, is the amendment allowing 100% FDI in insurance, which has been described as a game changer. Yeah. What is your perspective on this impacting the current competitiveness, also fostering innovation, but most importantly on the consumer benefit aspect, how important a reform is?
It is an important reform because new product will come. No, not only investment, with investment, new product will come. And the companies coming from the foreign country, they will introduce, higher grade of technology for processing of the claim. I'll quote one small example that there for car claim, accident to the car, there are online systems that take the photograph, and if there is a dent of 1 square inch, the system itself will decide that what will be the cost. Here surveyor will go, he will assess, then he will talk to the repairer. Then after discussion, they will decide how much will be the cost of repairing, denting and painting and all that. So lot of things will come with along with the FDI, and it will be a game changer, no doubt about it. Of course, one has to wait for some time, because all of a sudden it will not happen. And it has also been this, the FDI has also been increased for intermediaries. So that also is going to provide a lot of change in the insurance market, because the international broking firm will come to our country. Mm-hmm. And then there will be a lot of changes taking place, particularly in agriculture insurance, then property insurance. We are discussing about health and auto. They are the main driver of the growth. But in property insurance, there will be a lot of development.
That's right. In fact, health insurance, Mr. Kohli, is, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's the largest segment in non-life insurance.
Correct.
What does this shift tell us about the changing risk priorities in our society? And you mentioned how there have been multiple factors responsible for the growing awareness, but how important have also been decisions like GST exemption on life and health insurance? Do you also attribute this kind of policy push to significantly boosting demand, and especially in the lower and middle income groups within the country?
Undoubtedly, Tina, because when we're looking at affordability, we're looking at a lower premium, because higher premium obviously deters a person seeking insurance when he knows that this is not going to make him. Let's not forget, if you don't file a claim, the premium, as people say, it goes for a waste. So they say, not necessarily goes for a waste, but that's how the insurance model works. That's how the business model works.
Right.
But once you file a claim and you realize for a few thousand rupees of claim that you premium that you paid, you realize several lakh rupees of health coverage when there was a hospitalization or there was a major surgery, or you incurred a very hefty expenditure. So I think sometimes even the cost of premium now, for the people who've realized the importance of a claim, the size of the claim, if they know someone who probably got this claim and they paid a few thousand rupees as the health cover, I think they don't mind paying a higher premium as well. But affordability, as you rightly said, I would like to mention here a question which you posed to Mr. Nagendra also. The onset of the 100% FDI, I think these companies bring with them this, by no means I mean to demean the companies which are functioning within India. They're also doing a very, very good job. But you know, these companies coming from overseas, they bring with them technology, they bring with them know-how, they bring with them some innovative products. And not many people know there is an indemnity and protection club in the United Kingdom, which is supposed to be the insurance hub across the world. Companies like Prudential, companies like Aviva, they are housed over there, and they've got some very, very innovative products. So I think we are getting exposure now to those kind of products which international community had access to. And I would also, with your permission, Tina, like to mention here about an interesting aspect which government had thrown, which is called the Bima Trinity.
Yes.
Now, Bima Trinity here means that one is Bima Sugam, which is a digital marketplace where a person can go to the marketplace, compare different policies, see what suits him. Like Mr. Nagendra was mentioning about the suitability of the product. You can see what product suits you, which product you can afford, what does your budget permit. Then comes Bima Vistar, which comes as one simple product for all, which integrates property, which integrates your health, which integrates your life. So I think that is the interesting product which I am personally looking forward to. And then let's not forget the distribution part, Tina, the Bima Vahak. And here I've seen women-led distribution force which is coming, because I personally feel when the women come forward and try and convince a person to get insured, I think it becomes a lot more effective, because women carry with them the values of the family. Women carry a lot more emotions with them. And I feel there is a certain degree of emotion attached in selling, in making an insurance product reach to the customer. So I think these three, they call it as the Bima Trinity, the Bima Sugam, Bima Vistar, and Bima Vahak. So these are the three Trinity factors which has led to expansion of insurance. And as you rightly said, GST abolition on health and life, I think has significantly brought insurance premiums becoming more affordable, and people are looking at. Another important aspect, Tina, is that with the income tax connection there, with the particularly with the urban population. So there used to be old regime, new regime in taxation.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since, new regime has become more attractive. So a lot of people now, they do not want to take the tax advantage out of the premium. But having said that, I think it is becoming more challenging for the agents, but it is also evolving in a nicer way, that you're not just buying insurance for a tax benefit. You're buying insurance because you need insurance. You want your risk coverage to be there. So I think it's a very positive evolution. It had hiccups in the beginning because there were complaints of agents saying that ever since people have moved to the new tax regime, they don't want to buy insurance premium. But then I think it is now maturing, and people are understanding that tax or no tax, well, insurance is something which is imperative to our life, which is mandatory for us, which is absolutely necessary if we want to protect us and our dear ones in the times to come. Tina.
Absolutely. And towards strengthening that trust have been consistent efforts on part of the government. So a list of reforms in addition to what you've already spoken about, Mr. Singh, are reforms like reduced moratorium period, there are guaranteed renewables, then there is also the aspect of portability. How are these changes, or do you find these changes sufficient enough to address the long-standing concerns that policyholders used to have?
This will go a long way in addressing the distress of the policyholder, which they have been suffering so far. In addition to that, what you have already mentioned, that government has also introduced the concept of insurance ombudsman, where the personal type of insurance, personal line of insurance, in which the health and auto insurance, individual taking the policy, including the family floater policy, is covered. And if there is a delay in claims, delay in policy issuance, extra charging of premium, all these aspects has to be adjudicated by the insurance ombudsman. And there are 17 centers all over the country, and every year one or two more are being added. And there no advocates are required, no court fee, nothing. You have to file a plain application within 3 months insurance ombudsman. Besides that, whether you are entitled for the claim, yes, then how much? And if there is an inordinate delay, then you will be entitled for interest also. And the order of the insurance ombudsman is binding on the insurance company. Insurance company cannot appeal against his order. Of course, insuring public who has filed the complaint before the insurance ombudsman, if he is not satisfied with the order of the insurance ombudsman, he can approach any other legal forum, be it consumer court or civil court or any other forum. See, the mostly in case of life insurance and some cases of health insurance, large number of cases of health insurance, mis-selling is a big problem that has to be addressed. Mis-selling, wrong promises are there and all that. So the disgorgement of the gain by the insurance company and by the intermediary, which has been introduced in the recent amendment of the Insurance Act, that will prove to be the game changer. That the moment it is proved that there is a mis-selling or the company has not abided by the rules and regulation prescribed by the IRDA or violated any section of the Act while servicing the customer, he has to refund the premium, not only premium, but any benefit which has accrued to the company, like made an investment profit out of that and all that, also has to be.
Let me ask you a question, Mr. Singh, related to that. When it comes to mis-selling and misadventure by these companies in terms of settling claims, what are some of the penalties and tighter regulations that have also been introduced in recent years, which will improve the discipline in this sector?
That is disgorgement of the premium as well as whatever benefit has been accrued to the company, that has to be refunded. And penalty and cancellation of licenses also will be there if there is a serious violation and multiple violation by the intermediary of the company. And insurance ombudsman also looks into the problem of mis-selling. I tell you, I have been insurance ombudsman for one term. The kind of mis-selling that you pay the premium, you will get, though it is life insurance, term policy is there. From next year, you will get 10% of your sum insured, which is not possible. So a lot of, though it is a benefit for the indemnity policies issued, they will make it benefit policy, which is something unheard in any developed market. That is the penalty, then return of premium, refund of premium, then the pro rata refund of premium has also been introduced in this amendment by IRD. Earlier, short period refund was being made. Support policy has run for 6 months. Then company will charge premium for 8 months. Now, policy has run for 6 months. If it is annual policy, then half of the premium will be retained by the company, provided there is no claim, and half will be refunded to the. So this is another development has taken place, which will make insurance company to behave properly and as per the regulation.
Before we proceed, let me get in Mr. Kohli's perspective on this. How are we balancing growth of the sector alongside consumer protection? Because that's going to be important. But when there is mis-selling, when the claims remain unsettled, and I ask you this because claims is one place where the trust can either be built or it can be broken. So there has to be that right balance along with growth, and you have to keep the consumer protection in mind.
I think, the biggest step in this direction has been digitalization, because you can now pick insurance online. I think what UPI has done to payments, these digital platforms have done to insurance, because you are allowed to compare products. You are allowed to, you can submit your KYC online. See, mis-selling happens when you are physically dealing with an agent. I don't say that agents are doing a bad job. I mean, agents are there today also, and a number of new agents keep getting recruited. But increasingly, you're finding these aggregator platforms and even government companies, they are resorting to digitalized methods. With the whole technology coming up, I think a customer has got a choice. You're not sitting with an agent where he's trying all his best to convince you, you with your family. If it's a digital platform, I can sit on my own. I can compare the policies. I can compare the companies. I can compare the products. I can compare the rules and regulations, and then I can choose one. So I think mis-selling automatically, Tina, gets taken care of once digitalization penetration happens. So I think we are heading in the right direction. I think we are in a transformatory phase as far as the whole insurance sector is concerned, with this 100% FDI happening and with the digitalization happening into the whole sector. I think most of the problems related to insurance evolution as a frontline sector and financial literacy needs to be penetrated into the country, because as more and more people become financially literate, I think they will realize the importance of insurance. And I think government at the ground level is doing a fantastic job by making this reach. And to supplement these efforts, I think the private insurance companies are playing the right kind of role in letting this sector let India reach by insurance for all goal by 2047.
That's right. So a related question, since we are going or we're witnessing a transformative journey in the insurance sector, Mr. Singh, based on your experience, based on what we've spoken so far on the program, what are some of the next big changes that we should expect in the insurance sector in the next, say, 5 to 10 years?
Big changes will take place in property insurance and reinsurance. Health and automobile, almost required add-ons and new product, innovative products are there. Even Ayush and homeopathy and all that has been introduced. Even this Ayushman Bima Yojana, there is all no pre-existing disease is excluded. Everything is covered. Then that new regulation which has been promulgated recently, where the 8 years have been reduced to 5 years. If any non-disclosure or misrepresentation is there by the insurer, after 5 years, if that comes to the notice, claim cannot be repudiated on that ground. So those things have been introduced. Ban large health insurance has been made, I mean, very, very customer friendly. So the property insurance and liability insurance, a lot of changes will take place, like directors and officers liability insurance, professional indemnity insurance of the doctors, then directors liability, which I have already said, then liability insurance, that the liability insurance is very big portfolio in developed countries, particularly in Europe and America, which is not at all, I mean, it's a very small portion of the total premium earned by the insurance industry in India is contributed by liability insurance. So the moment there are expansion of industry, industrialization take place, market grows, and the country becomes developed, liability becomes a very big portfolio of the non-life insurance. So liability, then property, then reinsurance. Of course, now that owner's own fund of 5,000 crore has been reduced to 1,000 crore. So foreign reinsurer will come to the market and the market capacity will grow. Right now, we are not in a position to retain directly under retained premium in the country. We are depending on the foreign market for reinsurance. Mm-hmm. And this has been exposed largely in this recent crisis of Iran and Ukraine, that ship insurance, the maritime insurance, is becoming very difficult. Of course, government has raised a fund of 12,000 plus crore. One fund is created within the country to take care of these insurances and all that. A lot of things are being done. So there, the reinsurance, foreign reinsurers are coming to the country and they are going to establish their shop in the country. Then the market capacity will grow and Indian company will start underwriting large risks which can be reinsured in the country, and there will be no parting of premium to the foreign country. So that will be net saving for the country. So there, reinsurance, liability, property insurance will be the big game changer, and there will be a lot of scope in years to come.
That's right. As we wrap up, Mr. Kohli, one quick question from you, a closing comment, in fact, on what, according to you, will be the single most important driver to ensure that by 2047, in the next 2 decades we are talking about, we ensure that every Indian is financially protected, because insurance today is not just about managing risk. We've spoken about how it is about securing futures, about protecting the aspirations of 1.4 billion people, and also building a more resilient nation in the face of so many challenges.
I think the biggest driver, Tina, as I mentioned briefly, would be penetration of financial literacy. As people start getting conscious of their financial needs, their future financial planning, budgeting, about their family, about their savings, investments, I think that will be the single most driver. The moment financial literacy penetrates, the insurance companies will find it'll be so much more easier for them to sell the product. It'll be so much more easier for people to pick up their products, Tina.
Certainly, and especially as India moves towards that ambitious target of becoming a Viksit Bharat by 2047, ensuring that universal insurance coverage that the government has been speaking about is going to be key in creating a more inclusive and a more secure society. Thank you once again to both our guests for joining us. Listeners, that's it from us on this program. You can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Current Affairs.